Hello and welcome to another Movie Roast. I'm your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XHorseAndX. I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/reviewandroast and on the Instagrams at instagram.com/reviewandroast or instagram.com/StarWarsTabletop. Keep plugging it. It keeps getting follows.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like this. I'm assuming that it's because of my awesome hosting abilities.
Totally is.
Totes. All right, so if you remember a few years ago, we were all of our, you know, 5-year-old inner child's prayers were answered, and we got Pacific Rim, where we had giant robots fighting giant monsters. Well, here we are a few years later, and now we have Pacific Rim Uprising. Basically, more giant monsters and more robots.
Was it called Uprising?
Yes, it was.
Interesting.
This one, we can run down. Jake Pentecost, son of Stacker Pentecost, reunites with Mako Mori to lead a new generation of Jaeger pilots, including rival Lambert and 15-year-old hacker Amara, against a new kaiju threat. This movie, you will see the return of Charlie Day as Dr. Newton Geisler. Geisler? I don't know who that is.
Good enough.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
Yep.
And Mako Mori as Rinko Kikuchi.
Yeah, that's his sister.
Yes. Anywho, in the first one, if you recall, you had Idris Elba being a total badass.
Who's Pentecost, by the way.
Right. That's where I was going with it.
Okay.
He was, one of the he wasn't a Jaeger pilot anymore. He was a former pilot who was now basically running the show.
Basically, yeah.
And when push came to shove, he is the one in the first movie that basically sacrificed himself to save the planet. Since then, a lot of, areas have been cleaned up. And a lot of areas, people were just like, it's too fucking destroyed.
Yep.
We're just going to leave.
There's a lot of abandoned space with just debris and, yep.
Right.
Post-apocalyptic almost.
And part of this post-apocalyptic, in one of these areas, we have John Boyega.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
You did.
He was also an executive producer. Does he know that?
No.
All that Star Wars money. For all you who don't know, that was Finn.
Yep.
From the new Star Wars movie. He plays Jake Pentecost, who was Idris Elba's son, basically, and he was in the program to be a Jaeger pilot. I don't recall exactly what one had. I think it was more of
this ain't my kind of thing.
It's not my cup of tea. Right. I'm out. And what he did was he basically lived in one of those abandoned towns. He found some mansion that was not badly beaten up, mm-hmm. and him and his buddies moved in. And for money, there was an abandoned alien tech.
Yeah, like Jaeger graveyard.
More or less, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like right next door, but, in the area.
Right.
And they would go in there, sneak in at night, and steal stuff to sell, to live, for food, for whatever resources you could need,
right,
in a post-apocalyptic kaiju world.
They kind of went through the old montage of trading stuff for things.
Gonna be a montage.
Yeah.
And basically, what you come across is, he's leading some not so nice guys into the heart of this graveyard, let's just say, for a certain part, and he's tracking it down for them because he owes them, apparently. And when they get there, boom, it's not there, as you probably would have guessed. And that's when you're introduced to Amara, who is the 15-year-old in the synopsis that I was talking about. She basically has been building a small Jaeger on her own, which I thought was kind of, let's just cut right to the chase. Take what you know and take reality. It goes out the window when you sit down to see Pacific Rim, just like it did with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
No way, shape, or form is any of this realistic. Back to the movie. So you have this 15-year-old girl who's building a Jaeger. Now, Jaegers are, for those of you who are not aware, giant robots that man built to fight these kaiju, which are giant. Basically, Godzilla is a kaiju, mm-hmm. you know, and all of the monsters he used to fight. But they can't just say Godzilla and you can't have Godzilla, but they took that idea and ran with it and
right.
to make these movies. And, you know, so, they require two pilots and you have to sync up, like, with your brain waves somehow and not, you know, so when you're looking for a pilot for a Jaeger, they have to be compatible.
Right.
Drift so,
compatible.
Yes, drift compatible. Thank you. I would not remember that. Mm-hmm. And that's how you pilot these things. Well, she's building basically a miniature one that she can run on her own. And long story short, he goes to steal some shit. She stole some shit instead. He tracked her down. And what's the name of the, I want to say IOI. Scrapper? No.
Oh, Aegis?
Is that right?
I don't know. No.
It doesn't matter. Basically, the government tracks him, follows him to her little laboratory or whatever you want to call it. And it's like, oh, yeah. And basically, that's how they get, hey, you can go to prison or you can come back and join the Jaeger program.
Well, don't forget. I mean, well, this is what leads you into the fact that, what's her name, Amara?
Yes.
That Amara has skills. So basically, her little mini Jaeger, Scrapper, when Pentecost, what's his first name?
Jake.
When Jake tracks Amara back to her lair, shortly thereafter, they're discovered by the government officials who actually have a Jaeger in wait outside. So she jumps in her little mini Jaeger. He hops in as well and says, hey, you know, if you want to get out of here alive, you should have me pilot. And she's like, shut up. So they basically go busting out the door, and Scrapper, who's, I would say,
shin high.
Yeah, maybe 30 feet tall all day. Maybe 40 tops. Maybe about that's it. Which a Jaeger is 800 feet tall. You know what I mean? Or, well, maybe 600. Anywho, not the point. The point is it's super small by comparison. Like,
which is why she can pilot it
right,
herself.
And that's why she can pilot it. Because, I mean, it's not even, I mean, it's basically not a Jaeger. Anywho.
Right.
That, this is what leads them to the whole hijinks of, let's get you two guys back into the system to be cadets. Well, they don't want Jake to be a cadet. They want him to be back to be a ranger that he was. But that's why Amara gets chosen as well to become a cadet.
Correct.
Because they use Scrapper to try to get away, and they go up against Nova. Nova.
Oh, dude, don't who test cares? Me on the name.
They go up here. One of the. Well, Amara's a very huge Jaeger fan, so she knows all of them. She knows how they work. She knows what powers them. She knows blah, 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 blah. So she, as they go running outside, she's like, oh my God, that's like Nova Joe Blow. And that's that. So that's all I got on that anyway. But that's what leads you into the whole thing. Now, I can't think of the company that Charlie Day now works for. Do you have that information handy or not really?
No.
So the company that Charlie Day works for is now developing a new type of Jaeger. So the new Jaegers are going to be almost like, think Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Where Hammer is about to create the big drone army, and everyone's like, oh, that's going to be great. So same thing here. Charlie Day and the company he works for are now looking into basically creating drone Jaegers, for lack of a better way to say it. Or Jaegers that can be piloted remotely by a single person. Basically.
I'm looking at all the names here, mm-hmm. and I recognize like four of them.
On what?
The Jaegers.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What? I mean,
Saber Man. Athena. I think that like one of the major.
That was
ones.
That was the orange one at the end.
Yeah. You had Valor Omega, November Ajax.
November? I think. Oh, maybe that. Maybe November Ajax.
Gypsy Avenger, Titan Redeemer. I remember that.
Gypsy
one.
Gypsy Avenger is the main Jaeger.
Is it
the one that Jake and? Scott Eastwood pilot.
I thought that was Saber Athena.
No, Saber Athena is the orange one with the blue saber. The one that they were doing karate and stuff. The orange one. It was actually kind of my favorite.
I don't no, not mine.
Why? What was your favorite? The bad guy?
Obsidian Fury.
Yeah.
Was my favorite.
It was pretty dope.
So basically, if you remember the first movie, basically you just had monsters coming up out of the sea because there's someone opened a portal. Blah blah blah. In this movie, it starts out with you basically have a rogue rogue Jaeger that they've appropriately named Obsidian Fury because it's all black. He's a badass. You'll see it if you look in the trailer when there's the two Jaegers fighting and that guy whips out the two swords. That's Obsidian Fury.
Yeah.
That dude's a badass.
And, he's a bad guy.
Yes, he's a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, in this movie, I forget exactly how many years in the future, but the aliens have figured out or developed tech to allow them to take over some of the other Jaegers, which is where Obsidian Fury, I believe. I mean, they don't exactly show you where it comes from, but that's just what you have to assume because when they, rip it apart, there's an alien in there.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is, so after they start fighting, okay, we got to start preparing. We got to train all these new pilots and we don't know, blah, blah, blah. And I guess you start to hear the rumble from down under.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's when they're like, oh, shit, there's more. And this was, and again, don't take the story and I'll let you say your famous quote.
This ain't Hamlet?
Yeah. So basically, in the first movie, these monsters were not out to destroy the city. They were all heading to a certain place, and they didn't put all that together until this movie, and, that was kind of whatever in and of itself, and it kind of almost reminded me of, what was it, Revenge of the Fallen with the pyramids?
Oh, maybe. But if you recall correctly, in one of those Godzilla movies, or actually a couple... Actually, I think it was a pretty recent Godzilla movie. Maybe it was. Where that is basically that these things were... I mean, maybe in this movie they're not just trying to mind their own business. But yeah, the chaos and destruction that they're causing is just... They're just trying to get to do what they want to do. Not, they're not trying to kill everybody. It's just they don't care about this building.
Right.
Which... is my major plot flaw, as we discussed before.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to get real quick to the point of what you were saying about the alien tech merging with the robot tech. That's the whole point of the movie, basically, is obviously when this movie starts and they're talking about creating a drone army of Jaegers, I mean, it's pretty obvious right away this is probably going to fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I know where this is all going now. They actually take it to a little bit more of a thing than I thought they were going to do, which I actually enjoyed, which kind of was one of my favorite things about the movie, was where they went with that whole thing. The way they stopped the entire, I keep wanting to say droid army, but the entire Jaeger army was kind of, I'm going to call it weak sauce, a little bit.
Give me a hint. I don't know if I remember.
What are you talking about? When they were all opening breaches and then they figured out the password to basically shut off the Jaegers. That was basically how they stopped the whole thing, if you recall.
Kind of, but not really.
Remember all the Jaegers that...
Yeah, they were doing the thing with the...
Right. Yeah, nobody went over there and they didn't go beat them up.
Right.
They plugged in the passcode and then all their heads fucking exploded.
Yeah, I remember now. Yeah.
Basically.
Spoilers.
Which, that's fine, I get it, but that's how you get your five or your three major kaijus, then two fours and a five, which, if you recall from the first movie, are the biggest ones there are. Five being's pretty gigantic. And actually, to be honest, the entire end sequence is probably 45 minutes of pretty decent action, honestly. When the three come out and it's and the four Jaegers go out there for let's just call it, the ass kicking contest, it's actually pretty good. I mean, say what you want. And again, this ain't Hamlet. It was pretty good action, to be honest. And the CGI was super duper good. The kaijus were actually super good. What they ended up doing with them, I'll save that spoiler for later, was pretty cool too, because they bring out a whole bunch of mini guys, and you think, oh, shit, these guys are about to... Wait, what? So then it got... That was also pretty interesting. I mean, I don't want to say the movie's, smart by any means, because it ain't. You know what I mean? It ain't. But they did throw a couple things in there where you're like, oh, that wasn't bad. You know what I mean? It wasn't... Again, you know, they're not like writing Shakespearean fucking poetry down, but they threw a couple minutes into this script after the first half, I think.
Well, and you know, they have the typical stuff that you would expect. You know, they have the whole you know, pretty quickly they hint to the fact that Jake and Amara are going to be drift compatible because you know the shit's going to hit the fan and the cadet's going to have to get with the, you know, the what do they call them? The
Rangers,
you know, and they're going to have to save the day or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's the one thing we didn't really talk about that I do want to mention
is the fact that there was no other pilots in the entire movie except for Jake, Scott, and the four kids they're training.
Yes.
I thought about that like 18 times.
Yeah, that too. Well, that too. And then after the one scene, and I won't exactly say what happened, but like, we need to get some Jaegers and we need to get some pilots. And then like four people repaired everything in about 45 minutes.
No, that wasn't true.
Yeah, it was.
No, show came, remember?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, that still doesn't stop the fact that they repaired.
No, she brought like 42 helicopters.
All right, fine.
She really did.
Yeah, I know, but you can't.
I mean, it was still like an hour later. I'm not knocking.
Still just
part.
Saying that you're not going to repair that much shit in that little time.
Well, they only built four Jaegers out of all the Jaegers they had. Those are the four that they repaired after the initial death and destruction.
Right. So, anywho, Nate Lambert.
Who's that?
Was played by Scott Eastwood, who would be Clint Eastwood's son.
Tell me you just figured that out.
No.
Oh.
No, we were talking about it the day of.
Oh, okay.
I don't recall seeing him in a lot of stuff. Like I was like,
you kidding me? He's in Suicide Squad. What's up?
I just realized that now when I looked at his page. But other than that, I haven't seen most of the stuff. So
he's in that other like new movie that I think I had to see with a certain somebody that sees chick movies.
Walk of Fame?
No.
Fate of the Furious?
No.
Overdrive?
No.
We're running back to Snowden already now. Mercury Planes, Diablo, Taylor Swift. Anywho, yeah, it's great. He was in Suicide Squad. I couldn't tell you who he played. In this movie, he had a much bigger role, obviously.
He was Flag's right-hand man.
Clears nothing up.
And he got himself blowed up with a crocodile downstairs.
Oh, no. Still no idea.
He was the next main soldier besides
Flag. Yeah, I'm
Flag.
Sure he was. And he was probably fantastic.
Yeah, well, you don't pay attention to movies for being a fucking review guy.
I pay attention to stuff that needs to be paid attention to.
Continue with the point.
I was just basically like, I.
You like him? Is that
it? Yeah.
Okay.
He's got great bones.
Maybe he actually does.
I mean, he's a decent actor and
a big jawline.
And you know, I like it when he leaves the room.
No, he's actually he's pretty good. And like I said, I actually did notice him quite often in Suicide Squad, and I know I've seen him in like three or four other things. Whether he's got huge acting credits or not in them. But yeah, no, he's actually really good. Actually, I was almost surprised at how good John Boyega is in this movie. I've only seen him in one other thing besides this, besides Star Wars. So I've been meaning to. I just haven't gotten around to some of those things and stuff. But I think, I thought he was actually really, really good in it.
Yeah. All right, so you want to get to your biggest issue? Because I had the same exact issue, obviously.
I'm done with everything that I liked about the movie, I guess, if that even counts, if I even really made that happen. But so basically, one of the biggest things in this movie for me was the blatant disrespect for property.
Yes.
So they're in Tokyo, I believe is where this one starts, which is obviously in Japan. Obviously, there's lots of mountain ranges and other things around Tokyo that a kaiju or Jaeger could get to quite quickly. But instead, they find the need, whenever there's a city anywhere near fucking anything, to fight downtown every time. And I get it, like theatrical effect and blah, blah, whatevs. But the whole point for me was in that one scene, they're going out there. They send Gypsy Avenger out there to fight Obsidian for the last time or whatever time, or who even knows anymore, right? It's just everyone's punching the shit out of each other, which is cool, super cool. But they're running through the city. Oh, I think it was when they were going to after the first Category 4 kaiju, actually.
Yeah.
This is the one I was thinking of. is when the kaiju's like running through the city and people are like, holy shit. They're like running everywhere into like underground bunkers because people are ready for the shit now, right? So everybody's like running for their lives and all of this shit. And then Gypsy, you know, they do the whole classic like long, you know, lens flare helicopter dropping the Jaeger like shot. Which,
right.
All right. It's cool. But
Michael Bay, take notes.
That's what I'm saying. So they drop the Jaeger in. He's like, oh, yeah, what's up? Like, we're going to fucking do this. And he gets the buzz from like the tower. And they're like, hey, good news. Like, everybody is evacuated from the city 4 minutes later. So like, fuck that thing up. So like, literally, he just like he runs in, and the one dude, like the one Jaeger, like he busts out his swords and he's walking down the fucking between two streets, like slicing a building in half for no reason whatsoever, just because he's a badass. It's like, hey, you're the good guy, dude.
Right.
Like, you just busted out your sword and you're like dragging it across the fucking building. This is a building.
Well, the one guy, he's got like that gravity arm.
Well, yeah, he that's Gypsy. Yeah, Gypsy down. Avenger. It's like, Gypsy man. Avenger has, yeah, like a gravity weapon where he can. It's I think that's exactly what they call it—a gravity sling.
Yeah.
That they basically can take. It will amass objects or mass. Yeah, I guess it will amass mass in an area, basically on some type of a plasma whip. And then he can basically throw said mass at said object. So at one point in time, he just literally is grabbing buildings and toppling the buildings of a city onto the thing for no reason. I mean, obviously the city's fucked anyways. So I guess at some point in time, you're just like, yeah, whatever. We might as well just flatten this fuck. So I get it. But like, we're talking about Tokyo. You know what I mean? Like, this is in Albuquerque. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need Tokyo. Shit.
They'll just rebuild.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They've been rebuilding for the last 30 years, for Christ's sakes. So, yeah, I thought that was a bit obscene at the amount of blatant disregard for public property.
Yeah.
Or private people's property. Because what if that was your building? Right. Somebody owns that building.
Yeah. Plus, there's no way that everybody was evacuated in
10 seconds. Dude, like, you mean to tell me not one person is in that city in any of those buildings you just yoinked? I mean, you're a murderer. Anyways, they probably killed more people than kaiju did in this movie.
That's yeah, all. Yeah.
Prosecute some rest. Anyways.
You're a dork.
So, yeah, I really didn't like that part of the movie, but I get it. It's way more fun to hit somebody with a building than with a couple of trees.
Right, I mean, yeah. No, so, I agree.
Fine.
No, cinematically, it's amazing.
I mean, they do it in the Transformer movies. They're like hopping around buildings and shit.
Yeah, hopping around. They don't.
Well, there was a lot. They knocked a few down.
Well, they do the same thing with every movie. Yeah. Avengers, every.
Yeah,
every
well, movie. Yeah, well, yeah. Avengers dropped the whole fucking city.
Right.
They did.
Yes, they did.
It's called the Scovia Accords, man. Shit. Anywho.
Yep.
So, yeah. Infinity War coming up.
That it is.
Digging that.
Yeah, I want to talk about that too in
got
a minute.
Super even for that.
But we should probably finish this one first.
Yeah, so that's all I got. Honestly, the movie is still going to get a low score because it's stupid. But I think it's really, really good.
See, I'm on the other way around. I go, as long as you walk in the door,
I mean low score by pretty good.
Oh.
You know.
I'm just saying, as long as before that door closes, you crumple up whatever reality that you know and throw it out.
No, well, like I said 100 times, I wasn't going there expecting to see some beautiful art. Well, I mean, we did see some beautiful
CGI.
Cinematic art. We did.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to see. And actually, you know, to be honest, there really was some pretty good acting in the movie. I mean, the whole premise is stupid, obviously. But if you ever watch Godzilla, I mean, Godzilla isn't popular for no fucking reason. And it's big and stupid and knocking buildings down. So I guess maybe I'm the asshole.
Well, you are the asshole.
So that's what I'm saying. So maybe that's, I mean, people like the stuff. So whether you give it a 5, a 6, a 7, a 3.
I'm actually going to make another one. I'll just go right ahead and I'm going to give it 7.5. Hmm. It's fun. It's exactly what you would expect from robots and monsters fighting.
I will go with a 7.
Hmm. Interesting.
If it was more, not saying that this ain't my genre, but my genre, if I had one, is.
Not my Star Wars.
I was going to say something like that, but no, mine is more of that type, like the sci-fi, I don't know, more space-driven. than this.
Oh, so Earth-driven sci-fi is no good for you.
It's junk.
Yeah.
It's just shit.
If you're going to do sci-fi, you got to leave the planet.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, screw the other dimension that they opened up.
I guess they did. It was in the ocean. Meh.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a third one, and I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen.
Oh, I'm totally going to go see the third one, and I already know what's going to happen. I'm going to save the fucking day.
You don't know, Doc. Well, anywho, Pacific Rim Uprising. If you like the first one, you will like the second one. If you didn't see the first one, you don't exactly have to.
You actually
to
really enjoy don't this have one to at all, really.
It's action. That's all that matters.
No, and like I said, it's actually done quite well. I mean, it looks good.
Yeah.
Visually.
No, it's a fun movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, take the kids; they'll love it.
Yeah.
Right.
Actually, you probably could.
So there you have it: Pacific Rim Uprising. You can find me on Twitter at XSourceNX. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/reviewandroast. And all of our stuff at reviewandroast.com and all of our podcasts at, I was going to say podcast.com, at comicroast.com. Other than that, have a great week.